Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good Sunday morning. How's everybody out there doing? Cyberspace, Blog Talk Radio Land. Hope you're having a great day, have a great weekend, and welcome to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic, normally do the show, Sunday morning show, The Gospel of Working from Home. Today's topic, we're going to look at a book and a topic tied into business today from African American perspective. And the name of the book is called Souls of Black Folks. Souls of Black Folks by W.E.B. Du Bois. Was written and published February 1, 1903. And it's still so relevant today. I go through this book because in the first chapter, called Of Our Spiritual Strivings, Du Bois opens up and he says, first part of the first chapter, "There's between me and other world, there's ever an unasked question, unasked by feelings of delicacy, by others through the difficulty of rightfully framing it. All nevertheless flutter around it. They approach me in a half hesitant sort of way, eye me curiously or compassionately, and then instead of saying directly, how does it feel to be a problem? I know a colored man in my town, or how does these southern outrages, don't they make your blood boil? These I smile or uninterested or reduce the boiling to a simmer as the occasion." But anyway, here it is 1903, and the Bois is talking about in terms of being African American. When people look at us and ask the question, how does it feel to be a problem? A problem. We are looked at as a problem. And we see today, 2017, with the onslaught of police murders of black men, because we're looked upon as a problem. A problem. He goes on to say in this chapter, after the Ethiopian, the Indian, the Greek, and the Roman, the Teuton, and the Mongolian, the Negro sort of a seventh son, born with a veil and gifted with a second sight in this American world, a world which yields him no true self-consciousness, no